Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association, Carol Velarda, will be here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Warren Hardy, Brian Wachter, and Larry Mathias. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit of South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
The Chinese are smiling all the way to the bank, taking our jobs and taking a lot of our future. And I'm not willing to let that happen.
He made a fortune letting it happen. Newly published documents show Mitt Romney's firms were pioneers at helping companies outsource their manufacturing to countries including China, bragging they were a one-stop shop for their outsource requirements. Mitt Romney's not the solution. He's the problem.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit of South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Schaff, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Schaff.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased, as always, to welcome back to the program Carol Velarda. She is the president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association. Pleasure to have you back.
Thank you, Sam.
All right, let's wade in there. The margins tax and all the reasons your organization does not like this.
Well, I think you have to go first that taxation by initiative is always a problem. And the biggest problem that you have, even when the legislature creates a tax, we know there are going to be unintended consequences. And I'm not going to bore you, but I can tell you all the unintended consequences from the 81 tax shift, from the 91 imposition of a head tax, from the 2003 imposition of the modified business tax. It has taken us a number of sessions to correct it. When you do something like this by initiative, particularly if it were to go on the ballot, then what you have is you're going to live with unintended consequences for 3 years. So as a general rule, the board has never supported taxation by initiative. That being said, let me count the ways that there are problems with the margins tax initiative. First of all, and you correctly identified it as a tax initiative, it's labeled the education initiative. The only thing it does for education in that initiative is deposit money in the distributive school account of the general fund. Does not say any place that the money must go to education. It doesn't have to.
So essentially what you're saying is that the legislators, if they wanted to, could take a like amount out of that DSA and spend it elsewhere. So there would be no net gain to education.
Absolutely. Then you have the issue of how you comply with it. In fact, let me go to another issue first. Given this economy, and we've discussed that a number of times on the show over the last couple of years, how do you put in a tax or propose to support a tax that is not based on the ability to pay?
The right, bulk, because this is on the gross.
It's what it amounts to. Even though people say, and the initiative purports to exempt what they say is all small businesses, because there's a $1 million threshold once you do the calculations. If you don't hit the million, then in fact you don't have to pay the tax. The problem is, if you take a look at the way you calculate $1 million, it's not just on your sales or what you're reporting on one line to your federal income tax return. You would then have a whole series of add-backs, which include interest, rent, sale of merchandise, sale of depreciated assets, non-depreciated assets. Can you see a rancher who goes to market to sell cattle, and it happens to be a fairly good year on cattle price? Okay, you have all those related items, interest they've received on the money, etc., which are all going to be added back. So somebody maybe thinks, oh, I'm fine because I'm only reporting $800,000. By the time you do all those add backs, you could be at $1 million too. You're going to owe the tax. But the biggest problem...
And it doesn't matter whether you made a profit or not.
No, that's the biggest problem. It's not based on ability to pay. Not that in this economy a tax like that would make it any better. We have so many businesses that are struggling, that are still going out of business. How do you turn around and tell them, you're going to owe us money, even though you haven't made anything? For many, it is going to be that straw that breaks the camel's back.
Well, there's a great example that Ron Mestre gave me years ago when the gross receipts tax was up, I think that was 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he owns mini-marts, and he said the margin of profit is a couple of cents on a gallon of gas. And yet, he sells, if it's millions, but a lot of gas.
It would be. I called some of our members to check when we publish the information on it to see. And what I found, particularly those independent franchise owners, gas stations, perfect example, restaurants are another one. The fast food restaurants, you're definitely going to be reporting over $1 million. No question about it. You've got farmers and ranchers that are going to be reporting over $1 million. The reality is, and it's funny because this is in a comment from Texas, that what you've exempted with that $1 million threshold are only very tiny businesses. You know, truly somebody operating out of their home, not somebody that's paying rent for a storefront or anything like that. The other issue that you have is it's going to cause businesses to have to keep a second set of books.
Excuse me?
Is that wonderful? If you take one of the deductions that's allowed, which cost of goods sold, it doesn't follow the federal definition. So there is no way that you're going to be able to rely on what you've done for the federal income tax. I don't think, from some of the bookkeepers and accountants that I've spoken to, that remitting this tax 30 days after you remit the federal tax is going to work, because they'll have to do their federal tax first, assuming they remit it within the last week of when it's due. Then what you have is 30 days in which to calculate a whole brand new scheme. And that's where the second set of books will come in for audit, because you're going to have to be able to prove what your deduction is. This has proved to be one of the most troubling things in Texas. And I've had a number of conversations with my colleague in Texas, and we had him come up, and he was on a panel discussion for our 90th anniversary luncheon just this past February. There is no perfect tax.
Right.
The least perfect is going to be one that's done by initiative.
All right, let's take a break. More with Kara Velardo when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Carol Velardo. She is the president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association. I wanted to talk to you. You put out a thing today about the taxes that are coming from the state now onto casinos for comp meals, mm-hmm. employee meals. Would you explain what that is and how much it's going to cost the casinos, and do you think it's right?
Man, that's a mouthful of questions, Sam. I think first thing is the way the removal of the sales tax from food occurred, it said food that was not prepared for immediate consumption. And so from 1980 forward, the casinos and the restaurants, taverns, were supposed to be paying the use tax on their comp meals. Comp meals being, I give an employee as one of their perks, I comp a guest. There was a court case filed, which was finally adjudicated by the Supreme Court.
This was
This was the Esquagas Nugget case that said you couldn't apply a use tax to those types of meals, but you could apply a sales tax. When the Esquagas Nugget decision came down, the properties, for the most part, were not collecting sales tax anymore. The court had spoken. The Department of Taxation, starting in February, issued a ruling that, as of February 15th, the hotels and tavern owners, and it extended to restaurants, even hospitals that provide comp meals for employees, were going to have to pay now sales tax on the cost of those meals. The biggest dispute with that has come along and is the employee type meal, more so than the comp I give my customer. At any rate, what happened was that's what the state wound up passing in a regulation. They did a workshop, all opposition. In fact, they did two or three workshops on that. And then finally, what ultimately occurred was it went to the Tax Commission. The Tax Commission, in ruling on subsequent refund cases, has said that they owe, they being the properties that have had the appeals, owe the tax based on sales tax, not what the court decided on the use tax issue. And as such, in being consistent, they approved the regulation. Now, I think because of some of the arguments that were made, the Department of Tax has reissued their notice saying, yes, you have to collect the tax, but it will be the earlier of. And then there are the three options. One being if the Legislative Commission approves the regulation, if they don't, if the Supreme, it will go to the Supreme Court, whatever the decisions are. If the courts approve or disapprove, that will be one of the benchmarks, or an action by the legislature. There is now a lot of discussion that while you can tax the meals provided to guests as comps, that probably the real unintended consequence that's come up has been in providing employee meals as comps. So there's, as I say, some discussion about looking at legislation that would exempt employee meals from being a comp, but that's going to take till 2013. So this is kind of a stay tuned. There's a lot more to come on this issue.
All right, so the companies will not actually be paying this tax until this is all resolved?
Well, and when they have to pay the tax depends on at what point it's resolved, depends on whether or not it goes back to February 15th of this year.
And this could have a great effect on marginal properties.
Huge impact. You take a look at some of the small independent restaurants who did not know because they didn't receive the initial notifications about the tax. They first found out about it in April. There is no way that any of them had this budgeted for. So to have this suddenly come up on them, so everybody's scrambling around right now. I think, I don't think there's any question the state and the tax commission realizes the impact of their ruling. But the basis of law that they have decided occurs, and they're within their rights to decide that, and the actions they took with the regulations have made it a very untenable situation for a lot of businesses.
And realistically, you could see a lot of people going out of business if they were forced to pay, or at least having to declare bankruptcy.
Well, I think we had a very good testimony from a gentleman named Andres, who owns Andres Restaurant. Andre had two restaurants. He talked about having to close one restaurant just because of the issues he was faced with. Now, he's located down in Clark County, and I think you probably know that there's another issue in Clark County, and that's on the water hookup fees,
right,
which have really are considered exorbitant by a lot of small people. Andre testified, with all the fees that are being put on me, and he used the water fee, I've already closed one restaurant. I would like to try and stay in business, and I'm doing everything I can, but I can't keep putting up with this money that's being asked of me. So,
and that's where we have to leave it. Carol Velardo, always a pleasure. Tough topics, but we appreciate your input as always.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Commercial break. Time to go to the bathroom. While you're there, check out your bath or shower. You might not see it yet, but mold and mildew are lurking. When you come back, I'll tell you how to eliminate it forever with Bath Planet.
888-9-BATH-PLANET.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
The Chinese are smiling all the way to the bank, taking our jobs and taking a lot of our future. And I'm not willing to let that happen.
He made a fortune letting it happen. Newly published documents show Mitt Romney's firms were pioneers at helping companies outsource their manufacturing to countries including China, bragging they were a one-stop shop for their outsource requirements. Mitt Romney's not the solution. He's the problem.
effective immediately. Internet is forced to liquidate their $15 million inventory or face serious penalties. Over 200 vehicles must be sold. All offers considered regardless of profit or loss. Bankers are on site for immediate delivery with rates as low as 1.45%. All credit applications will be accepted. Vehicles start as low as $999 and zero money down delivers with no payments till November. You can even receive $4,000 for your trade, push, pull, or drag. It's the Clear the Lot Reduction Sale at Internet Auto Rent Sales.
You're back. Eliminate mold and mildew from your bathroom affordably and forever with a new bath from Bath Planet. Installed in as little as one day. Call now for a free in-home consultation.
Call 888-9-BATH-PLANET.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Warren Hardy is here, principal with Hardy Consulting. Brian Wachter is the director of legislative policy for the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Larry Mathias is executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association. So Carol Velardo making it very plain, margins tax would be a disaster. The question is, how do you communicate that to the voters?
Like any tax issue, it's very difficult to communicate it to the voters because it gets very technical very quickly, and so you have to translate it into how it would affect them individually. And I think that's going to be the challenge for both those supporting it and those opposing it, is to make it understandable.
The other thing, too, is that the average person isn't going to think that it affects them until the company that their husband or wife works for goes out of business.
And that's the other problem. The problem is the way it's presented is not designed to inform the public. It's designed a little bit to mislead the public. And any time you do taxation by referendum, that's what happens. You've got a political motivation, a political objective behind it. And it's, once again, you know, kind of tax by adhocracy in the state of Nevada, and we got to take a step back and build a tax structure that makes sense for the economy as it exists today, and we're just not doing that again.
And what would that be?
Don't know. I mean, we had some pretty good recommendations 30 years ago with, you know, the Price Waterhouse study that's sitting on everybody's desk or, you know, bookshelf, and nobody's
moved
read.
It's moved up to the top shelf.
It's
now,
kind of moved to the back. It's in the garage. So I think, you know, that's what we need to do is go back and take it, because the economy of Nevada has shifted too, and we haven't really kept up with that, I don't think. We're still very dependent on a service economy. And we don't have a tax structure that's built very well to take advantage of a service economy.
And that's true, but I mean, do you see us changing from that basic economy? I mean, even with diversification in Southern Nevada, it's going to be decades before you would really see a change.
You know, in almost every poll that the Retail Association has done, and we've done many of them, you know, when asked the question, do you think the tax structure should change or should it remain relatively the same, it's always a 50-50 answer. Most people agree that the tax system is fine. Others say it doesn't. So I'm not sure that there's a clear mandate to change something. This certainly doesn't change anything. It's an addition to the modified business tax still stays into effect. So employers are now going to be paying a margins tax, whether or not they can afford it or not, and then on top of that, paying a payroll tax. So this is, you know, we're asking businesses who are already struggling, who are having a hard time hiring, to pay both taxes now. And we're doing it in a cloud of you know, it's for something that it's not really for. They call it the education initiative, but as Carol pointed out, it's not. There's no guarantee an increase in education funding. What there is a guarantee of is that businesses are going to have a hard time now paying both these taxes.
How does the medical industry view this?
With some concern. It's not altogether clear, as earlier proposals for service taxes and other things, that most medical care isn't going to be covered. I think it probably would be, and if so, then the hard problem for doctors, for hospitals, for others is that they can't add charges to because most people are covered through some third party that limits what can be paid. So the costs go into simply the increased cost of operation. I think it's with any tax policy, you always come down to exactly how is this going to work, and second, what is it that it's supposed to pay for? And we have, I think, often stood things on their head, talking about what revenues we need before we talk about exactly what it is that we want to do with revenues. And I think right now we're again in one of those cycles where it's a little hard to know if we're talking about the front end or the back end of the horse that we're riding behind.
Let's change topics with that analogy fresh in our minds. I've got a couple of minutes left here. Talk about Apple bringing essentially $1 billion worth of business to Northern Nevada over a 10-year period. And a lot of people, especially on the liberal side, are saying that there's just been too many giveaways. But on the other side of that, the governor's saying this is a magnet, that this is going to bring other businesses to the state. And in fact, I'm aware through John Steelmeyer of Northern Nevada Business Weekly that there are other companies planning to bring Serva Farms to Northern Nevada. How do you view this?
Well, first of all, the talk about too many giveaways. Our incentive programs are probably not the best in the world, but probably because we don't have that much to give away. We already start without a corporate tax. You know, we already start without a personal income tax. We already start without those things. I think it's a very positive thing. And I think that, and it kind of goes back to the question you asked Brian about, you know, is it going to take 25 years to change that culture? I think the Apple deal is indicative of the direction we're headed under this governor, which is extremely positive in my direction, in my opinion. This is the first time since I've been involved that we really look at economic development, not as a job creator. Hopefully it will create jobs along the way, but more fundamentally a systemic change to the way we deal with economic development, and that is to build a foundation for the future. That's what we've never done before. I think Apple recognized it, and I think that the real value of Apple is that people will look at that and say, why did they go to Nevada? We got to get to Nevada. I mean, there's an old, I may get the companies wrong, but, you know, McDonald's spends millions of dollars to decide where to put a restaurant. Burger King spends none. They just find out where McDonald's are going and they put one next to it. And Apple, I think, might lead that kind of a charge into Nevada.
And that's where we have to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you very much. We'll be right back on Nevada News Vegas after this timeout.
Let me give you some free legal advice. I'm Angela Bolentini. If you live in the Carson City area, call for a free case evaluation. We're here to help. Call right away.
Call 882-6112. Call right away.
America's jobless rate is still too high. Barack Obama's got lots of excuses for the bad economy.
Headwinds coming from Europe. We've had a string of bad luck. An earthquake in Japan. An Arab Spring.
An ATM, you don't go to a bank teller.
Some things that we could not control.
You go to the airport and you're using a kiosk.
We've been a little bit lazy, I think, over the last couple of decades.
But Obama never blames Washington's wild spending and skyrocketing debt. Tell Obama, for real job growth, cut the debt. Support the New Majority Agenda at newmajorityagenda.org.
Ennis's Independence Day sale starts out with a big bang. We're offering 0% financing for 36 months. That's 3 full years. Or you can choose to take an extra 10% off with payment in full. Right now, you'll find all our collections 30 to 40% off. Plus, retired floor samples 40 to 70% off. And during our Independence Day sale, we're offering 0% financing for 3 years or an extra discount. Get into the spirit. Get into the savings. Get into Ennis today.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered all of Absolute Dental's incredible savings for adults and kids, like free whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $999, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. Plus, our new patients can still get a free Nintendo Wii or Nintendo DS. Now that's something to smile about. So make an appointment right now, even on Saturdays, or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
The Northern Nevada Fish and Reptile Expo is this month at the Grand Sierra Resort, July 13th through the 15th. Live stingray and reptile exhibits, educational seminars, a kids center, and more. The Northern Nevada Fish and Reptile Expo. Visit nnfre.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Maribel Batcher will be here. She is the Vice President of Public Policy and Communications for Caesars Entertainment. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.